Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? The vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have a ton to cover. We got some brand new information coming up where in Illinois, Pitzker, the corrupt tyrant over there. By the way, if you think that's an exaggeration, why don't you do a little homework on governors from Illinois, and you're going to find out that four of them have already been serving time in prison. So when I'm calling him a tyrant, I'm calling him a tyrant for the very purpose, as I forewarned, that he was trying to disarm the American people, namely in his state in particular, Illinois. We all know about that, right? That completely backfired on him. He wanted to take certain weapons out of the hands of the people, and I told the people the reason he's doing this is because he wants to disarm you before your enemies. Remember how I shared that with you a couple months ago? And then we found out 91 counties out of 101 counties stood up and said, we're not going to disarm. Well, guess what he's trying to do now? He's actually trying to legalize, they call them undocumented immigrants. They're not undocumented. They're here illegally. And what's interesting, Pitzker wants to bring the illegals into the state of Illinois and actually give them authority to police the streets of America, the power and authority to arrest Americans. I'm not kidding. And I just have one question for all of the people that still haven't quite gotten what's going on here in this country. What defines treason? When you look at Article 3, Section 3, what does it tell us? It tells us aiding and abetting your enemy. I mean, if it wasn't enough to share with the American people that mayors and governors of states throughout the United States were alluring the illegals in on welfare dollars, which is completely unconstitutional. Welfare in the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, friends, was for the good of the people. Not to tell a certain group of people to work and then tell another certain group of people, you can have the fruit of their labor. No, that's theft. But the American people have taken on welfare saying, well, that's good. No, what is 1 Thessalonians 3:10 tell us, friends? It tells us if you do not work, you do not eat, period. But again, I shared that with the American people. That wasn't good enough. Now we have governors wanting to allure them into their states and empower them to arrest Americans. I'm going to show you some information on that. I know some people will say, well, that's just conspiratorial. You're exactly right. It is conspiratorial. And it is committing the act of treason. And I beg the question to the American people as to what is it going to take for the American people to understand that our said representatives do not have a right to violate the very laws that they swore to uphold. I'm curious. Isn't that what Judas did, friends? He sold out Jesus with a kiss? By what? Deceiving him and betraying him in Luke 22:48? That's exactly right. That's exactly what is going on here in this country, friends. Insanity, to say the least. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. What I do want to highlight, though, if you don't mind, before we get into the show here, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you look at the schedule over there, what you're going to find is, folks, we've been getting picked up like crazy. We have four new dates. We have two in Minnesota. Then we have the Minnesota State Fair, which is a third, by the way. That was already there. We're going to be there from the 24th of August to September 4th, 12 hours a day. At the Minnesota State Fair. This will be year 15. We're also going to be in Arizona on Saturday, October 14th, 15th, and 16th at Fire and Water International Church there as well. And we got another date set up, too. We're waiting to hear back on that one. But, folks, we are busy little bees here. We got a brand new book in print right now. We should probably have that out for you next week. We got the second book coming right behind that. And then I'm working on the third book as we speak. So, in between everything we're doing, friends, we are busy little bees doing what it is that is expected of us from heaven through commandments. And again, why do we take heed to his commandments? Because out of gratitude, we serve him because we see what the Father's done through the Son on our behalf and redeeming us and putting his Son in our place as the propitiation for the sins of the world. Read 1 John 2:2 when you get a moment. So if you want to call us, you can do that too. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, friends? I'm teeing everything up for you. I have you for 2 hours today. And here it is, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page, top left side of the page. You'll find us there. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe to Rumble and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Want to remind everybody, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just, let's just say it together. True that, right? True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. I want to tee this up for the first segment, friends, because I don't want people to forget about all of those that are dying from the experimental jabs. And I want to show you how this is applying to us. This is brand new on the state today. Mystery death. They folks, listen to me. Some are still playing the fools to that of dupes of ill-designing men, Ephesians 4:14. They just can't figure out what's happening to people. They just can't understand the mystery of all these mysterious new prognostications when it comes to people just falling over dead. They don't know what it's from. Though the American people have been told 1,000 times by people that were forewarning, like Dr. Tenpenny, you haven't seen anything yet, she said 2 years ago on this show. Just give it a year, year and a half, and you're going to start seeing people fall over dead all over the place. At the beginning of the week, I played a video, friends, and I just did a couple, just highlighted a couple people that died in 2022 alone. And that's not 2023. There's a new video for that one as well. But just the massive amount, the astronomical numbers of people just falling over dead. It's from the experimental jab, friends. Okay, so let's not play the fools to these individuals. Okay, mystery death robs American neighbor of, or America's neighbor of, promising hockey lacrosse star dies mysteriously. A young man, and again, it bothers me greatly that when I see this kind of stuff, this could have all been prevented if the American people would have just taken heed that we are not to mix blood. Leviticus 17:11 tells us that the life is in the blood. You don't mix seed. Deuteronomy 19:19. But people didn't want to listen, and then they wonder why things are taking place and rolling out in such a fashion that they are. I'm going to come right back to this point, and I want to show you what Pfizer did. They just blurted the truth out in their confusion and told you what you got is not what our employees got. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Interestingly enough, friends, the state today just reported mystery deaths robs America's neighbor of promising hockey lacrosse star. Okay, now, again, what is just sickening about all of this is the willful ignorance that goes along with it. I got a picture up on social media platforms of this young man. By the way, our condolences go out to you, but this could have all been prevented. Prevention is better than cure. That's what the Lord gave us warnings for. I told you right before the end of the last segment, Leviticus 17:11 tells us that the life is in the blood. Where does the enemy want to go? John 10:10 tells us what? That the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Where do you think he's going to go? He's going to go right for the blood. Right for the blood, and that's exactly what they did. When the Lord told us not to mix seed, regardless if it's animals or humans, it matters not. Listen to what he says, okay? Especially knowing the history of those that have been creating crisis in this country over and over and over again, only to find out that you've been lied to after they profited from the crisis that they themselves are responsible for creating. Hello? My goodness, folks. I mean, they're zeroing on the kids in so many different ways, and you still haven't figured out what's going on here? Sad to say we lost another one from the experimental jab, right? And then we get this, friends. This is brand new as well. This is Red Voice Media. And they're highlighting what? An individual on the field playing, and all of a sudden, she bends over or he bends over, and they just don't know what's going on. Do your due diligence, friends, and just look at the history over the last 3 years, the history of the last 3 years of all the people that have died from the experimental jabs that is being completely suppressed and censored. You're not hearing a word about it. But there's still people out there that are sharing with you concerning what in fact is happening, friends, okay? And where it's coming from. What I want to do is I want to show you again more of their frauds being exposed day by day, and yet not one of the fraudsters have been brought to justice. I want you to listen to that carefully. And rest assured, they're regrouping to attack again on another day. Rest assured. Why? Because you're adding to the strength of tyranny and tyrants by doing nothing, as if to suggest that these people are above the law. No, they are not. They, again, are there to enforce the law. We have become a prey to the pharmaceutical and the Western medicine under George Bush. I don't know if people are aware of this or not, but the floodgates have been opened up on the American people. This all came through Daddy Bush, who is now paying the piper, right? God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He sowed it, he's now reaping it. And the only thing that was on that mind, that man's mind, was destruction, just like his father's, the devil. Okay? But I want you to see this, because when you look at Pfizer, the spokesperson during a Senate hearing, I don't want to say too much, it's super short, but I want you to hear it for yourself as to what he said and what he is saying, friends, because he did blurt the truth out in his confusion, and I don't think he realized what he said until after he said it. Okay? He told the truth. And that's the mercy of God, Luke 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. I want you to go ahead and check this out. It's going to play over and over again, okay? Okay, so we got no sound on that for some reason. I don't know why that is, but what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and try that again. I'm sorry for that. Just a little technical issue here. Here we go. Check this out, folks. This is the Pfizer spokesman during a Senate hearing. Listen carefully to what he just said.
Your vaccine mandate was using your own batch of vaccine, especially imported for Pfizer, which was not tested by the TGA. Is that correct?
Senator, so Pfizer undertook to import a Pfizer vaccine specifically for the employee vaccination program.
Okay, so here, I'm going to play it again. I want you to hear it again.
That, your vaccine mandate was using your own batch of vaccine, especially imported for Pfizer, which was not tested by the TGA. Is that correct?
Senator, so Pfizer undertook to import a Pfizer vaccine specifically for the employee vaccination program.
Okay, so what he just got done telling me, friends, is that the Pfizer employees had their own special batch. Okay, that's what he said. They had their own special batch. I'm just curious to know, why do you think that is? Can anybody tell me why they think that is? Isn't it interesting, even the heads of these pharmaceutical companies didn't even themselves take the shots? Do you remember when the CDC was questioned about it? And they didn't take the shots. Does this tell anybody anything? Does this reveal something maybe that you didn't know prior to you asking them? I mean, did this shock anybody that was really thinking? Absolutely not. How is it that they're impervious to the law? How is it that they have safeguarded themselves from justice that belongs upon their heads, Isaiah 26:9? And I'm laughing, friends, because, again, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. You're just going to do it. I want to show you something here, going to the next point. Okay, I want people to stay in the know concerning all of this, because they're going to try it again. And if it's not the exact same crisis, they're going to attempt to create another one, friends. It's always some emergency that the American people need to get behind. We were warned about this in 1957 from General MacArthur. He was the one that said what I just told you. There's always a pill in the jam when it comes to the crisis. And you'll always find out who's responsible for the pill in the jam by who profits from selling the jam. Every single time. Look at the money pharmaceutical companies have made off the ignorance of the people on a global basis. Well, Bradley, we had to do it. No, you did not have to do it. I would have lost my job. Did you not see what was going on in New York recently, friends, where the judge actually came in and did his job, and we stand with him 100%? He came in and he told the state, put those people back to work that you fired unlawfully and illegally, and I want you to give them back pay for the time that they have not been back at duty under your roof in the business that they were working for or the government that they were working for or whatever the case might be, and I want you to recompense them for all the money they lost because of your illegal edicts. Why is this happening? Edmund Burke said this best. He said, kings will be tyrants from policy. It's not law. None of this concerning the whole this whole plandemic, and I said plandemic, nothing has been predicated on law. And as we said, friends, during the whole pandemic, we were keeping people awake concerning what was going on. But over and over, on a daily, weekly basis, we were highlighting the federal judges and the state judges that were telling the American people what these governors are doing and what the federal government is doing by forcing people to take shots was completely unconstitutional. Just ask Whitmer in Michigan. Just ask Mr. Dictator over there in California. Just ask the dictators in Pennsylvania. When the federal judges came in and state judges came in and said, nope, you're not doing this. It's completely unconstitutional. They're overreaching. They've never been given that authority because the people never gave it to them, and the people have completely forgot about it. But even during those times when we were sharing that information with the American people, did they listen to the law that said to the tyrants in their state that they didn't have the authority to implement unconstitutional edicts? Nope. They didn't listen to the law. They listened to the dictator. Now, this is the question I have for you because Jonah 2:8 comes to my aid. How do you show mercy to a people that don't right the wrongs? You can't. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Either we are going to hold to the law or we're not. And if we don't, then we get what we deserve, right? Kings will be tyrants from policy. That undermines the Constitution. When subjects are what? Rebels from their own principles. So what happens? Well, it comes to us when we're unwilling to stand up for ourselves and be the law. Let me say it this way. A better way of saying it is what Benjamin Franklin rightly said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And that's exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. And it's continuously happening on a daily basis in this country. I want to show you something right after the other side of the break. We're going to change topics. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get over to some of the main points that I want to make today. Because in Illinois right now, Governor Pritzker, he wants to go ahead and employ illegals to police the streets of America. I'm not kidding, folks. That is the definition of treason. Hey, folks, either you're going to deal with the tyrant, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, or the tyrant's going to eradicate everything that you are. It's your choice. Read the Constitution. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Two Orlando police officers are expected to recover after they were shot during a traffic stop last night. Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith.
Officers were investigating a vehicle wanted for a homicide in Miami. During the stop, the suspect shot two of our officers. The suspect then carjacked another car, and a vehicle pursuit ensued.
The man then barricaded himself in a hotel room and fired at officers again. The suspect was shot and killed. Ukrainian drones targeted a Russian tanker near Crimea in the Black Sea. It's been confirmed by Russian officials and social media footage. The strike followed an earlier attack on a major Russian port by Ukraine on the same day. The Mega Millions jackpot is climbing sky high. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $1.55 billion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just going to make this next point, and then what we're going to do is we're going to jump to the next point after that point. I got literally 33 different tabs pulled up with information I want to share with my friends over the weekend. And boy, oh boy, friends, I mean, it's just a lot going on, but I want to stick to the points that are relevant, that are pertinent to the issues, and hold to those pertinent issues so we can not get distracted by all the other things that we're being inundated with, which is purposed by the propagandist to keep you distracted. I wanted to show you this. Listen carefully. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And I want you to listen to this carefully, and I want you to share these shows, friends. I'm not collecting all this information and doing our due diligence, 2 Timothy 2:15, so we can just cast those seeds aside. No, what we need to do is we need people to help us so we can, at the end of the day, look and see that we're helping ourselves in the process of helping each other, you know, do unto others kind of a deal. But this information we want to be given to other people so they can be awakened as well. And I'm saying that for the very reason that when you look at the options that were given and are being given by the mainstream media, it's so important that you hear this. For all of you that are caught up to Trump and Biden, this, listen, folks, that's how you fill the seats. You keep promoting the fight. That's all you do. Joe Biden is completely unqualified. Donald Trump is completely unqualified to be the president of the United States. Remember, Donald was always talking about our purified democracy? I mean, let me just take you to an elementary lesson real quick. We're a constitutional republic, okay? And that's all I'm talking about. And listen, and you can even take it to your Supreme Court. You can take it to any branch of government. You can get them on this show, and I will just go to the Constitution, and they will be lost. Just to show you how foreign these people are to our founding documents, okay? But this is what I want you to see. Everybody's complaining about the establishment. I also want to say this. Folks are always talking about bringing about change, but they don't want to do what actually, or they don't want to do what it takes to bring about the change that they claim that they want. That's hypocritical, friends. And that is the what is that? That's the prescription to insanity, doing the same things over and over again. These are the candidates that are given to the American people by the mainstream media. P.S., I do want to say at the end of last week, I highlighted the six corporations that are owned and how, in showing you that 90% of all the information that you are getting from the mainstream media, along with all of the one of the 300 and some different channels that are offered to you just to keep you distracted. They want to keep you out of the fight, friends, for your freedoms. That's what they do, is they keep you distracted that way. But what I want you to know is 90%, it was reported 90% of all your information is coming from these six corporations that are all dictated under the CIA globally. It's more than that. It's 98%. There's no doubt about it. The only light that you're getting is from outlets such as this. And the grassroots level, because outside of that, everybody else is looking out for themselves by serving their sponsors, not the people. Just ask Fox News. You get the point. Okay? These are the options that are given to the American people right now. It's important that you listen to this. Donald Trump, okay, for the 2024 presidential candidacy. Nikki Haley, okay? She's goofy. She just sold out to the whole climate change lunacy. So did Ron DeSantis, who is another option, who I told you 3 years ago they're going to put him up as the president. We have, and it's hard for me to see this, Vivek Ramaswamy. He's another one. He's sitting there playing the right-left paradigm, so he's good for nothing. Perry Johnson, Larry Elder, Asa Hutchinson, Tim Scott. You have Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, Mike Pence, Creepy Mike Pence, Doug Burgum, Francis Cerez, and then William Hurd. These are the ones that are being put up as the Republicans for 2024 presidential candidates. Okay, that's it. No more. Okay? Now just hold on a second. And then if you go to what they call the Democrats, which is completely unconstitutional, just a reminder if you're new, you have Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden. Okay? Marianne Williamson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That's all you have as options. These are the only ones that you're hearing from. Hey, folks, I thought you were sick and tired of the establishment. If you're sick and tired of the establishment, why do you keep turning on the TV that fuels the narrative to divide the American people and building up what you call the establishment? And again, another posted script. The establishment starts in the Church of America, and rest assured, I can give you a lot on that firsthand experience. Whatever starts at the church goes to government. That's a reflection of the church, what you see in government, okay? But what you didn't see, and this is if you go over to Ballotpedia.com, you're going to find out all of these names of other contenders running for the presidency of the United States of America that you've never heard of. Again, here you have the Democratic candidates, Joe Biden, RF Kennedy, Marianne Williamson, and then you can see the ones that I just highlighted for the most part concerning Republican candidates. Okay. If that's all the mainstream media is giving you for options, friends, doesn't that concern you? And you know what the idiotic Americans do? Those that think they have the light and they think that they know what they're talking about when they say they have a Donald Trump or a Joe Biden? Well, we gotta vote for the lesser of two evils. Another question you need to ask yourself, why is it always Donald Trump and Joe Biden that the mainstream media is constantly driving when it comes to the narrative of who's going to be the next president in 2024? When there's more options. How many more, Bradley? Well, again, go back to the last cycle between treasonous Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who did the opposite of what he promised that he would do. and you tell me how many different options there were for 2020 when it came to the presidential candidates throughout the United States. How many was there? No, there wasn't two. And it wasn't broken down just from the two. Remember, it was broken down from the five. Did you know that there was 1,162 different presidential contenders during the last presidential cycle, and you only heard from Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? I hope so. Let's go to Ballotpedia again, and these are the ones, again, that the mainstream media continuously gives voice to. The ones they want you to pay attention to. But look at this, friends, and I showed everybody this yesterday. The list of registered 2024 presidential candidates. You ever heard of Aaron Avoris? Oh, folks, I'm just hitting and missing because there is about 1,000 of them this time around as well. You ever heard of Alexander Pulliam? You ever heard of Alex Barilla? Have you ever heard of Andrea Nero? Nope, neither have I. I haven't heard from them neither. And I haven't heard a peep from these people, friends. Anne-Marie Carter? What about Tony Jason Sandoval? Have you heard from him? He is a 2024 presidential candidate as well, friends. But you haven't heard a peep from him. What about Brandon Gauntz? Nope, haven't heard a word from that guy neither. What about Byron Ross? Nope, who's Byron Ross? He's running for the Republican Party. He's one of the registered 2024 presidential candidates, but you didn't hear from them. No, why? Because the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear from them. Because in many cases, they're legitimate candidates that want to make America great again. Period. Hey, folks, I'm going still scrolling on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. I'm on Ballotpedia. Folks, have you heard of Christopher Alkowski? Nope, you didn't. How about Chris Weller? Nope, haven't heard from him neither. These are all presidential candidates that you didn't hear a peep from or a word from, friends. Why? Because they don't want you to hear a word from them. They're silencing them. They're suppressing them. Why? Because they're not establishment players. That's why. Doesn't this all come down to common sense, Americans? Hey, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Are they leading the narrative, friends? Are they leading and controlling the opposition every step of the way, Americans? And guess what you're going to get this next cycle, presidential cycle? You're going to get more of the same because you put up with more of the same. You're going to get more of the same because you keep putting up with more of the same. Have you heard of Justin Byrd? He's a Republican Party candidate. Nope, never heard of him neither. What about Kevin Tucker? Nope, never heard from him neither. Larry Elder, I just highlighted him a moment ago. Yep, he's up there. Yep, mainstream media is kicking him from behind a little bit. They're giving him a little notoriety. What about Lewis Hook? Federalist Party, you ever heard from him? Nope, absolutely not. Folks, what I'm showing you right now is the answer to your dilemma. But you're going to have to bring about the change that you declare that you want by doing something different than you always have done, which in most cases is absolutely nothing. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Just telling the truth and shaming the devil. By the way, friends, for those that are not watching on social media platforms, I'm still scrolling Ballotpedia with all of the names concerning those that are registered voters for 2024 presidential candidacies. I'm still scrolling it. And I'm doing it pretty swiftly, as a matter of fact. I'm still scrolling it. You can't make this up, friends. You don't know that you don't have different options because, again, you're putting up with what the mainstream media is controlling. Hey, folks, if this is not criminally intended, I don't know what is. The only thing that they're doing is giving you the two options that both of them are bought and paid for that are both going to do the same thing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. They're two wings to the same bird. There is no difference. Show me how the agenda's changed, folks, because I haven't seen it. This whole indictment on Trump, by the way, that's an indictment on you, Americans, not on Trump. And rest assured, we're going to see no justice there neither. It's just going to go away because they've got all of the individuals allured to pay attention.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other sons and daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other sons and daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take these calls in just a moment. We got you for 2 hours today, but I was just hitting on a point that I want to make, and then we'll pick up these phone calls, okay? I was just telling you, friends, that during the last segment, you only have a handful of presidential options, but if you go to Ballotpedia, you're going to find out you have over 1,000 different options. And those 1,000 different options have not been given to the American people. As a matter of fact, the mainstream media has been suppressing all of the other presidential candidates. And the only ones that they give you are Donald Trump, right, and Joe Biden. How has the narrative changed? How has the globalist agenda changed? I mean, we're talking about people still talking. Regardless of the information given, they're still talking about making America great again under Donald Trump. The father of the vaccine. The father of the vaccine. And then what they'll do is they'll try to deflect him being the responsible party by saying, look what he did over here. And it wasn't his fault. He's the president of the United States of America. And it wasn't his fault. What about Donald Trump being the greatest, one of the greatest advocates of the gay agenda that the United States has ever seen? We've shown you all these links. How about the man that took over $600 million of Barack Obama and gave it to Planned Parenthood while he was out on the streets playing up to the American people, talking about he's the greatest advocate to the preborn in the history of America, which makes zero sense. Or what about the 55 gun legislative acts, all of them illegal, under 26 governors, which a majority of them were Republican governors, the good guys, that's what they sell them to you as, right? Under the first 500 days of Donald Trump's criminal administration. What about three times as much funding to illegal Muslims, or should I say those that mean to conquer in America, said Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch's organization. They came out and did an expose on Donald Trump and said that he is funding Muslim organizations three times to that of Barack Obama. Donald Trump, folks, I'm talking about. I guess that's how you make America great again. You just ignore the fruit hanging off of the branches. Here's another one for you, and then I'm going to make the point, and we're going to take the phone calls. Here it is. But Bradley, he's the first president to just waive the $400,000 a year. He said he wouldn't even take the money to be the president. Really? Have you been paying attention to the fact that Donald Trump is capitalizing off of those idolaters that are still worshiping him, regardless of what he does? Do you know that Donald Trump just, folks, in the first quarter, has made $34 million? And the more trouble he seems to be in, the more his constituents open up their wallets and send him and his son more money. Are the people in this country that ignorant? Oh, well, that's not good enough. Okay, here, let me give you another one. He's the first president to waive his $400,000 a year as the president. Okay, let's go back to 2020, the re-election cycle. Did you know that he raised over $130 million? $130 million. What did he do with all that money? Oh, Americans, let me say this. You are being laughed at on every given level. I am truly and sincerely embarrassed for the American people. I even hate giving time to Trump and Biden. If I do, I'm just showing you what it is that you're putting up with. When God means to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. And what's terrible, Americans, we don't have rulers in this country, nor do we have leaders. We have representatives. We have a representative system of government. The only leader that we have in this country is the God, through his son, that established common law. And he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when you hear others talk about Donald Trump and Joe Biden, you can tell, friends, right off the bat that they have the television turned on. And they're listening to their good old betrayers at Fox News that are selling them out by continuously pointing their fingers back at Donald Trump. If we don't get Donald Trump back in, we're done. We hear it every cycle. What happened to all those indictments Trump was going to bring about concerning the Clintons? You have a Joe Biden today, Americans think, because Donald Trump didn't use the DOJ to do the right thing when he had the opportunity to do it. Now you have the wicked walking on every side, Psalm 12:8. Why? Because the wicked have gone and are exalted. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 20 that when a king sitteth on the throne of judgment, he scattereth away evil. Is that what happened? Nope. He did just the exact opposite every given step of the way. We got David calling in from San Francisco. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, David?
Hi, Bradley. It's funny. That defense that Trump is trying to do is it's his right to lie. And it's funny. I heard a comedian use that. He said that the Right to Life Party has become the Right to Lie Party. And so a guy that yells fire in a crowded theater, a person that rips yep. somebody off as a con artist, has the right to lie. So it's totally anti-biblical. It's amazing that. If I believed in a devil, Donald Trump fits pretty much all the bill, except he's not eternal.
Oh, you know what's crazy about that, David? And I think this is one of the very far and few between that we've actually agreed upon in the past, and I say that respectfully. But what is it that people don't understand, that Satan transforms himself as an angel of light? It's not like he comes knocking on your door with two horns on his head, a big pitchfork, and a tail saying, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. That's not at all what he's doing. As a matter of fact, if you go to 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, it tells you that. And then when you go to Daniel 9:25, it also talks about how he would destroy through policy. And that's what's been going on in this country for a long time. But I'm going to give it back over to you to make your point, David.
Well, it's funny. You used that quote about the lambs. And if I remember right, Jesus says to his flock, I shall set you as lambs before the wolf. Because basically, to paraphrase, you know, you have to know your enemy. You have to observe your enemy in order to be able to overtake them. And so the lambs have got to study the wolves in order to be able to maintain the flock. The other thing I was going to lean on, and this is a kind of a greater, picture of God's green earth. You're hearing probably about the extreme heat that's going on down in Florida at the coral reefs, where the last 2% of the coral reefs, 100 years ago there was a great big coral reef barrier, and 98% of it is gone, and the last 2% is now sitting at 101 degrees. And we have to do something to save God's green earth, because the fishing in the Gulf of Mexico is going to be permanently changed. Those coral reefs are a huge spawning ground of the critters of the Gulf of Mexico. And if that that coral dies, like high heat is going to tend to do, we're going to have some real problems on our hands.
So what you're telling me then is that we have a climate change issue.
Yeah, obviously. Okay. Well, it's a pollution issue.
Okay. Well, you're in San Francisco.
Yeah, we've got a spawning ground on the West Coast here, Monterey Bay, which is also getting heavily polluted. A lot of agricultural runoff is running into the baby nursery of the fishing of the West Coast in California.
Okay, but I only have 1 minute left with you, David. So make distinction between pollution and climate change, if you could, please.
Well, polluters have poisoned the rivers, polluters have poisoned the skies, and all of that pollution has caused the a great amount of God's green earth to die. And so if the oceans die, if the Gulf of Mexico dies, it gets stagnant and starts rotting, and it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And then you have massive storms that build up over that hot water. And so that's why our hurricanes are getting bigger. That's why the polluters don't want to clean it up, because they would be so deep in bankruptcy that there'd be no more governmental largesse to allow them to pollute anymore. Right now, the...
you got about 10 seconds, Dave.
Well, Congress is accepting money from polluters to give them the right to pollute.
Yes. Doesn't that sound like what we hear and see from the halls of government? Thank you for the call from San Francisco. 1-866-582-9933. Hour 2 coming right up on the other side. Hang on, friends. I'm going to hit the main topic here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.